Hello, my name is Bella.
And my name is Sara.
We are Seabot pupils at the Dragon. We are both boarders in Charlbury House.
Today we share our bun break with Mark Chippendale, who joined the Dragon in September 2023.
Mark Chippendale, or Mark Chips, as we like to call her, teaches us maths, upper school games, and is also studying for PGCE while she supports our learning journey.
We talked to Mark today from Skippers.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Legends. How are you?
We're good.
What about you?
I'm doing good. It's so nice and sunny today, isn't it?
Yeah. My favourite subject is art.
And my favourite subject is maths. What was your favourite subject when you were at school?
I loved being outside, so I loved doing all the sports stuff, but I also did really enjoy maths, hence why I now teach maths.
What made you want to become a teacher in a boarding school?
So I went to boarding school when I was a kid, and I absolutely loved how much stuff you can get involved in a school like this. There's so many different options and so much stuff to fill your time. So that's what made me want to do boarding school, because I wanted to get other kids the chance to do all the stuff that I did when I was a kid.
As well as teaching, you also contribute a lot of your time to the boarding community at Dragon.
I love the stuff in boarding that we do in the evening. So, for example, now, because it's so sunny in the evenings, we can go outside and play cricket on the fields. And we also have so many things in the evenings, like sing-song at the end of term, which is such a fun event. Don't you guys enjoy sing-song?
Yes. So
when I grow up, I want to be an artist.
If you didn't go into teaching, what other careers would you have liked to go into?
I was always so interested in psychology, so I wanted to do criminal psychology at university. It's such a cool, like, logic puzzle to unpick when you're learning about people's brains, so I nearly did that.
My favourite memory of boarding at Dragon School is sing-song, because it's, like, really fun, and then everybody gets to go there.
And my favourite memory of boarding at the Dragon is sing song as well, because there's like really fun things and it's just a beautiful. What have been your favourite memories while working within the boarding community?
Well, I have to agree with you about sing song. I already mentioned it. It's such a good evening. Everybody gets so involved and it's such a community thing. And watching people up on stage is so cool. I also have loved doing the Sunday trips. I'm pretty sure I came with you guys actually when we went to Legoland, which was unreal for a Sunday trip. So fun.
My favourite time of day at school is dorms activities, because we get to do, like, sometimes we do dodgeball or, like, and like fun games whatever.
And mine is period 5 when I have maths, because I get to see more.
Oh, period 5 is my favourite time, Bella. I also love the mornings, though, when all the kids come in and everybody's so excited to see you and you're just starting off the day and you get to see all your friends in form. So that's definitely one of my favourite times, too.
If I could give one piece of advice to a new boarder at Dragon, it would be join in the summer, because we can go out on the fields.
Oh, the summer's so good, isn't it? What about you, Sarah?
And I would say, contribute to, like, all activities. It's always, like, really fun. Mark, what advice would you give to someone who's interested in boarding for the first time?
I would say the same as you. I'd say just get stuck into everything. There's so much to do here, and everybody's so nice, and they all do all the activities together. So I feel like you just got to get in it. You just got to do it.
My hobbies are art and tennis. When you're not at school, what kind of things do you enjoy doing?
I play a lot of sports outside school. I play a lot of hockey, so that's definitely one of my biggest passions. I love my teammates, so I go and see them all the time. Even when we're not training, we just go and do loads of fun things, so that's what I like to do.
My biggest achievement is moving up a grade in judo, which you get to do it at school, which is, like, really fun.
And my biggest achievement is I joined a tennis club at home.
Oh, cool.
What is your biggest achievement in life so far, Mark?
Whoa, my biggest achievement in life. I would say completing my university degree was quite big for me. I moved away from home and I had to make lots of new friends. That was a bit scary, but I really enjoyed it and it got me to work with you guys, so that's cool.
The Dragon Values play a key role within the Dragon Boarding community. At times, I showed kindness is when I said thank you to all the cleaners because they cleaned our dorms. It's really nice.
That's so nice.
The time I showed courage is when I played for a tennis match for first time at school. Mom, when is the time you have used Dragon Values in your life?
Oh, I feel like it's a tricky one to choose. You have to use Dragon Values all the time. I would say I used a lot of courage when I moved to university and moved to hockey clubs because I moved away from home and I moved away from all my friends and I went and lived by myself. So I used a lot of courage then.
Someone I admire in life is my mom because she lost her parents and she had to live all by herself when she was younger.
And someone I admire in life is my parents because they always support me and encourage me to try new things. Who did you admire growing up and why?
That's such a good question, and I'm going to have a similar answer to you guys. I admire my dad. He has such a good positive outlook on life and he's a very admirable person in that sense. But definitely when I was growing up, I had a really amazing hockey coach when I was younger. She threw herself into everything and she got me so excited about being a sports player and trying my best at everything. So that was also really admirable for me as a kid.
If you could choose to have any superpowers, what would it be and why?
Oh my goodness, a superpower. I would love to be invisible. I feel like that would be so cool. You could just sneak around places and play fun tricks on your friends because you sneak up on them. What about you guys?
Teleportation.
Nice.
Because I don't have to be late for my lessons.
Great, so you'd never ever be late to maths ever.
No. I was going to say the same thing because it's you don't have to be late and you could just go anywhere in your free time.
Where would you want to go?
I would want to go to different countries. To me, dragon spirit means to have courage and to try new things. And when someone is feeling sad or isn't well, you support them and then help them get better.
And to me, it means to always try new things and never be scared because some people might be doing it with you.
Well, what does dragon spirit mean to you?
Dragon spirit to me means that you just get stuck into everything and you do your best at whatever it is that you're doing. You try loads of new things. I think dragons are very good at being friendly to each other and helping each other get stuck into stuff. So yeah, just giving everything your all.
Thank you for answering our questions and sharing your fun break with us, Mom.
Thanks for having me, guys. Can't wait to see you in maths after this.
Thank you.